Marie Curie by Hannah Kessler, read by Adrian Vitullo. Marie Curie was born on November 7, 1867, in Warsaw, Poland. Her father, a school teacher, noticed how bright Marie was and spent all of his free time educating her. By age 4, Marie was already a proficient reader and had taken a liking to science. In fact, she loved learning so much that she graduated high school with top honors at age 15. Both her and her sister, Bojna, dreamt of attending Warsaw University for college. Unfortunately, women were not allowed to attend the university. The girls schemed until they developed a plan to get both of them higher education. Warsaw University gates. Bronya would attend Sorbonne University in Paris, while Marie worked as a governess to pay Bronya's way. Once Bronya had graduated and gotten a steady job, she would pay Marie's tuition. Sorbonne University campus. Thus, Marie was hired as a governess for the Zarowski family. Though she was not attending school, Marie kept up with her studies by reading mathematics and physics texts. When she was not working or studying, she taught illiterate children how to read and write. When Bronya graduated, Marie joined her in Paris and attended Sorbonne University. In her first year, she faced opposition because she was a woman who was studying science, which was not common during the time. Additionally, she was Polish, and during this time, Polish people were facing adversity. To prove that her heritage and gender didn't make her less than her peers, she studied extremely hard, devoting all her time to the task. Her hard work paid off because she graduated first in her class in science, beating all of her male classmates. After graduation, Marie found a job studying the magnetic properties of different types of steel. It was at this job that she met Pierre Curie, who would later become her husband. Pierre introduced Marie to Henri Becquerel, who was studying uranium. Today, uranium is the 92nd element on the periodic table. Marie began studying uranium as well. It was during this time that Marie discovered radioactivity, which is a term that she came up with. Her breakthrough came while working with pitchblende. Pitchblende is a brown and black material that contains large amounts of uranium. While working with the pitchblende, she and Pierre discovered a new radioactive element. Marie decided to name the new element polonium after Poland, her home country. Shortly after discovering polonium, Marie's research led to her finding yet another element. This new element she called radium. The discovery of polonium and radium were very important to the scientific community. However, since Marie was a woman in a time when women were not credited for their achievements in the sciences, only Pierre was praised for the discovery. The scientific community chose to reward him with a Nobel Prize in Physics for his work on radioactivity. He refused the reward, angered by the lack of recognition from Marie. The scientific community gave in to his wishes, and she was also given a Nobel Prize for Physics. While working together, Marie and Pierre fell in love. Pierre wanted to marry Marie, but Marie needed a lot of convincing. She wanted to return to Poland with her father. After some time, Marie agreed to marry Pierre. They honeymooned on bikes for a few months before returning to their work. They loved each other very much and were devoted to each other. The Curies had two daughters, Irene and Eve. Marie was more interested in her studies than in her children. They were raised by Pierre's father and received little attention from their parents. There were spaces of up to a year where they wouldn't get to see their parents. The girls resented their mother for her lack of involvement. It wasn't until Irene worked with Marie that she forgave her, and it was not until Marie's death that Eve forgave her. The exposure to the radium was taking a toll on Pierre and Marie's health. Pierre was quoted saying, "We can no longer dream of the great work days of times gone by. I can only keep up by avoiding all physical fatigue, and my wife is in the same condition." While coming home from the doctor, Pierre walked out into traffic and was hit by a horse-drawn carriage. The carriage wheel crushed his skull, killing him. Marie was devastated. After Pierre's death, Marie was presented with another Nobel Prize. This time, the award was for her discovery of polonium and radium. The award was presented for her achievements towards the subject of chemistry. Her second Nobel Prize was awarded in 1911. When World War I hit, Marie was determined to do her part in helping. She saw how many soldiers were dying that could be saved if X-rays were more accessible. So she invented mobile X-rays, or Petit Curie, to save the lives of the French soldiers. She taught herself to drive and enlisted her daughter Irene to help with the work. They treated over 1 million soldiers. Marie Curie driving one of her Petit Curie during World War I. After the war, Marie continued to work on her studies. She worked until she became too sick to continue. Marie passed away on July 4, 1934. She was 67 years old. Her official cause of death is cancer due to excessive exposure of radiation. Glossary. Scheme. To make plans. Physics, a branch of science that studies matter and energy. Illiterate. Not being able to read or write. Governess. Someone whose job is to teach children on the children's own home. Opposition. Showing disapproval to a situation. Adversity. A difficult situation. Uranium. The 92nd element on the periodic table. It is a radioactive metal. Radioactive. When something is sending out radiation. Radium. The 88th element on the periodic table. It is another radioactive metal. Polonium. The 84th element on the periodic table. It is a radioactive metal. Nobel Prize. An annual award that is given for work in the sciences, literature, and peace. Chemistry. A branch of science that explores what makes up matter and what happens within the matter.